So, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. As you can see to my right, we create and shape the future. We're on the path of a profitable growth on the basis of a strategy number one. In the crisis year 2009, we've managed the reorganization of our company with increased speed. Our profile as a sustainable company was sharpened. We've introduced attractive new models. We've invested into our locations and production sites. We've invested into new drive technologies and future projects. The costs in all sectors were distinctly reduced, and today we are a leaner and more powerful company than ever before. We have developed a new and emotional philosophy of design, and with efficient dynamics, we've introduced the best technology into the market for higher performance combined with lower fuel consumption. All this shows that we've taken the crisis as an opportunity, and we've made use of this opportunity. It was already in 2007 when our strategy number one was developed. We have expressed a vision. In 2020, we will be the leading supplier of premium products and premium services for individual mobility. An important milestone are our profitability targets for 2012. In the ongoing business year 2010, we will make a noticeable step in the right direction. We are striving for a group operating result which is distinctly higher than that of 2009. The basis for this is the positive development of our global sales. On the group level, we are striving for an increase in a solid single-digit range, that is to say, to more than 1.3 million automobiles. Today, I would like to speak about two focal issues. First of all, how did we manage to master the business year 2009 successfully? Secondly, why is the BMW Group on the right track towards future success? Now, add one. In the past year, at this very location, I told you that 2009 will be a year of transition. Two things were in the focus for us then: short term, the management of the crisis; long term, investments into the future. Mr. Eichinger will explain and outline our active crisis management to you. Here, I would, however, like to make use of the opportunity to tell you that today our fixed costs are below the level of 2005. Also, the costs of materials by way of design changes, for example, the utilization of modular kits, were reduced considerably. This is done in a constructive dialogue with our suppliers and partners. The focus here is on the retention and permanent improvement of the high quality of our automobiles. For us, quality is an essential aspect of customer orientation. It is our claim as a manufacturer of premium products to continue to work on this continuously and to be preventive in our actions. During the crisis, we have deliberately invested into our future. This takes into account new technologies such as hybrid and electric drive and efficient dynamics, where we were able to expand our lead. This, on the other hand, also affects our locations. 2009 and 2010, more than 1 billion euro is invested into the German plants. $750 million are invested between 2008 and 2010 in our plant in Spartanburg, in the United States of America. The growth markets, ladies and gentlemen, are shifting towards the east. With us, production follows the market. In November 2009, we've made a clear commitment to China as a production location. We are expanding our capacities in Shenyang from just above 41,000 units to more than 100,000 units. Together with our partner, we invest just short of 600 million euros. For the long term, we can build up to 300,000 units there. The high demand requires additional capacities. It was alone in January and February of 2010 that we were able to double our sales in China in comparison with the previous years. Customer orientation is our first and firmest conviction at BMW. Chinese customers are customers that are making use of a chauffeur. And this is why we're introducing the new 5 Series sedan in an extended wheelbase version exclusively for the Chinese market. The difficult year 2009 was mastered. You know our figures. In 2009, we were able to realize a positive group result before taxes amounting to 413 million euros. With this, the previous year's value was increased by 17.4%. So we sold just short of 1.29 million automobiles. And with this, and allow me to explicitly emphasize this, we've only benefited only marginally from local premiums, such as, for example, the end-of-life cycle subsidy. We've been able to defend our position as a premium automobile manufacturer and expand our market share in the premium segment. In January and February 2010, our sales figures increased distinctly, and the March, due to a change of model year, will be weaker. And this primarily affects the 5 Series sedan. A quick comment on BMW motorcycles. In the past years, altogether 87,300 motorcycles were sold to customers, which accounts for 14% less than in 2008. Here, again, the sales figures are again increasing in 2010 in February by nearly 25% in comparison with February 2009. In a very difficult and volatile environment, the shareholders and investors were and stayed loyal to us, for us. It is natural to share our profits with our shareholders. The supervisory board and the board of management will pay a dividend to the shareholders on the same order of magnitude than in 2008. It was not last the positive development of the BMW preferred share with a plus 47% in comparison with the beginning of 2009 documents the confidence with the capital market has in the future orientation and performance of the company. In 2009, we once again proved that the BMW share is a solid and sound long-term investment. And this brings me to the second focal point. Why is the BMW Group on the right track towards future success? Well, on the product side, we are speeding up tremendously this year. From October 2009 through December 2010, 17 new or revised models will be launched with BMW Mini and Rolls-Royce. The BMW 3 Series Coupe and the 3 Series Convertible, as well as the BMW X5, were already revised. In the spring of this year, the customers can buy the CO2 champion of BMW. The BMW 320d Efficient Dynamics Edition convinces with 4.1 liters of fuel consumption per 100 kilometers and only 109 grams of CO2 per kilometer. But with 123 horsepower output, it is nevertheless a sporty automobile. Not everybody who wants to save grounds with low CO2 values will be quite open when it comes to the horsepower output. But with us, our customers do not have to refrain from sheer driving pleasure. With the Countryman, we introduce a new family of the new family member of the Mini family, the four-wheel drive Mini Countryman, which will address new target groups. The best symbol, ladies and gentlemen, for our start into a new future is the new 5 Series sedan. Those who know our company are well aware of the strategic significance and economic significance of this specific model. The 5 Series sedan is the sales and image driver. It generates a major contribution to the result of the BMW Group. For this reason, it was essential for us, particularly with respect to this model, to raise distinct efficiency potential in production of these vehicles by using modular kits to a greater extent. A technical masterpiece is the new 520D. 5 liters of diesel per 100 kilometers and a CO2 output of only 132 grams per kilometer make this 184 bhp automobile the most efficient luxury sedan of the world. In the next year, the 5 Series will also be available as a full hybrid. If you do not want to wait that long, well, from April 2010 on, you can buy the first BMW hybrid vehicles, the BMW Active Hybrid X6 and the BMW Active Hybrid 7 Series. This is the leap into production of state-of-the-art BMW Active Hybrid technology. From our modular kit, we will in the future select the best fitting hybrid solution for each individual model. Innovations, ladies and gentlemen, are and will remain part and parcel of our DNA. By our innovative power, we will generate new growth potential for our company. We will extend again and again new offers to our customers. For example, with the BMW X5, around about 10 years ago, we launched the very first off-road vehicle in the premium segment. With the X5 and X6 alone, in 2009, we sold distinctly more automobiles than the respective competitors together. With the Mini, we have introduced premium successfully in the small car segment. Allow me to mention here that Mini is not a downsized, so to say, shrunk version of another model line. Mini is and remains the original with a clearly identifiable face, a specific history, and distinctly more than 1.5 million fans worldwide. In the future, we will grow in the upper segments as well as in the lower segments. We will, with the Mini brand and the BMW brand, introduce new models and variants also in the small car segment. This segment will continue to grow, and we definitely want to make use of these opportunities. In doing so, we can very well imagine to come up with a common architecture for these vehicles for front-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive. And this means that in the future, we will offer BMWs with a front-wheel drive in the smaller segment. The small car segment makes other cost structures and larger segments necessary. Also in this segment, we intend to grow profitably. In the entire process chain, we make use of modular kits across models and across brands to reduce costs without any deficiency in the sector of quality. BMW Group is quality, and quality for us also means sustainable action. And this includes three components, an economic, an ecologic, and a social component. Economic success is the prerequisite in order to be able to invest in environmentally friendly technologies. Today, with our products, we need to make money in order to be able to, one day in the future, offer electromobility in production vehicles for the road. Customers are currently testing the Mini for us. Some drivers personally told me that they would love to keep their Mini E. And in our business report, we present our customers and their experience. Also with BMW, will we hand over a test fleet to customers on the basis of the concept study BMW Active E. And this fleet is produced in our Leipzig plant. With efficient dynamics, we reach distinctly more than our competitors. I could also say that efficient dynamics is a synonym of sheer driving pleasure 2.0. In Europe, the average CO2 emission of our fleet is only 150 grams CO2 per kilometer. This corresponds to 5.9 liters per 100 kilometers. This low emission value is achieved with a high horsepower output of, in average, 170 horsepowers or 125 kilowatts. From 2008 to 2020, we plan to further reduce our CO2 emissions for our fleet by at least another 25%. Our ecologic responsibility as a car manufacturer will, however, only be lived up to if we sustainably change our production. The BMW Group in 2009, for the fifth time in sequence, was rated by the Dow Jones Sustainable Index as the most sustainable car manufacturer worldwide. Our most important targets are outlined in the What's Next sustainability campaign, first of all in the German lead media. In sports, in yachting, we were very successful. The BMW Origel Racing Team won the oldest sports trophy of the world, the America's Cup. And we are very committed to Olympia. BMW is the automotive partner of the next Olympic Summer Games in 2012 in London. And thanks to efficient dynamics, and because we are a sustainable company, the BMW Group was selected by the Sustainability Group to supply the Games in 2012 with vehicles. And in addition, we support, as you know, Munich and Garmisch-Partenkirchen as a local supporter for the application for the Winter Olympics in 2018. As a sustainable company, we want to contribute our share to realize sustainable Olympic Games. BMW will remain a sporty brand. And the BMW Group will remain a high-performance-oriented company, which faces a fair competition and new challenges. Premium is a commitment to take over responsibility in a very specific way. In the year of crisis, 2009, in Germany alone, we hired almost 300 new employees. More than 1,000 young people started their education with BMW AG, and this year we will hire round about 500 university graduates, primarily engineers and IT experts for new technologies. We have a program for junior executives that we've installed, and in this way we plan to secure and safeguard the future of our junior executives. We have great emphasis on our international organization and the understanding for economic and social connections. And in parallel, we take action for teenagers who have a hard time to find an apprenticeship within the BMW Group. We offer them a qualification year prior to their apprenticeship. And in the context of the start of our number one activity, we focus on management. And I'm convinced that management is what makes the difference between a good and an excellent company. And for 2009, I can say right now that within the BMW Group, we grew together and we've become a more powerful management team. Ladies and gentlemen, important automobile markets like the United States and China will grow this year. But nevertheless, the effects of the crisis will definitely have an effect on us. Competition will remain tough and challenging. We see this in a sporty way. Competition drives us. For the BMW Group, 2010 stands for two things: profitability and shaping the future. Look at the BMW Vision Efficient Dynamics. This is pure driving pleasure, with 3.76 liters of fuel consumption, a horsepower output of 356 bhp. This is an intelligent combination of new drive technologies. This is a design that points its way into the future. BMW, and with all the environmental discussion ongoing, this is important. BMW is primarily connected to emotions. Our customers have a very specific relation to their car. They want to experience sheer driving pleasure. And this is what we offer to them with our current and future models. This is also true for our megacity vehicle. This innovative vehicle concept will be built in our Leipzig plant. Leipzig will become our competence center for e-mobility in production. Two Bavarian locations are also involved. In Wackersdorf, in a joint venture with the SGL Group, we will manufacture carbon fiber compounds, which will then be processed in our Landshut plant to CFC components, carbon fiber reinforced plastic components. So carbon fiber for us is one material of the future. We establish an entirely new solution for sustainable mobility in an urban environment. The energy demand for manufacturing carbon fibers is 100% covered by water power, by hydropower. And for this, what we try to do is find a suitable location in North America for this joint venture plant. The global footprint of a company and its ethic behavior will become increasingly important. Sustainable action is the profit of the future. And the BMW is a true pioneer here. This has certainly also played a role in the current ranking, world's most admired company, of the Fortune magazine. The BMW Group was once again elected to be the number one in the automotive sector, with the explanation, and that's very interesting, the company has defended its crown as the strongest selling car manufacturer and has considerably reduced its fuel consumption and emissions of the fleet. And rest assured, we will go along this track in the future. We'll remain an independent company with sustainable long-term action, taking into account all interests of the stakeholders. In 2010, we will get back to the track of long-term profitability, and we will consistently pursue our targets for 2012. Thank you very much.